You can close your eyes now and begin breathing deeply and slowly. Before you let go completely and go into a deep hypnotic state, just let yourself listen carefully to everything I say to you. It's going to happen automatically. So you don't need to think about that now. And you will have no conscious control over what happens. The muscles in and around your eyes will relax all by themselves as you continue breathing easily and freely. Without thinking about it, you will soon enter a deep, peaceful, hypnotic trance without any effort. There is nothing important for your conscious mind to do. There is nothing really important except the activities of your subconscious mind. And that can be just as automatic as dreaming. And you know how easily you can forget your dreams when you awaken. You are responding very well. Without noticing it, you have already altered your rate of breathing. You are breathing much more easily and freely. And you are revealing signs that indicate you are beginning to drift into a hypnotic trance. You can really enjoy relaxing more and more, and your subconscious mind will listen to each and every word that I say. And it keeps becoming less important for you to consciously listen to my voice. Your subconscious mind can hear even if I whisper. You are continuing to drift into a more detached state as you examine privately in your own mind. Secrets, feelings, sensations, and behaviors you didn't know you had. At the same time, letting go completely. Your own mind is solving that problem at your own pace, just as rapidly as it feels you are ready. You continue becoming more relaxed and comfortable as you sit there with your eyes closed. As you experience that deepening comfort, you don't have to move or talk or let anything bother you. Your own inner mind can respond automatically to everything I tell you. And you will be pleasantly surprised with your continuous progress. You are getting much closer to a deep hypnotic trance. And you are beginning to realize that you don't care whether or not you are going into a deep trance. Being in this peaceful state enables you to experience the comfort of the hypnotic trance in your own personal way. Being hypnotized is always a very enjoyable, very pleasant, calm, peaceful, completely relaxing experience. It seems natural to include hypnosis in your future. Every time you fall under my hypnotic spell, you experience more and more pleasure, and you continue experiencing benefits from the new habits that you form while listening to me in trance. So you will really enjoy having me hypnotize you. You will always enjoy the sensations of comfort, of peacefulness, of calmness, and all the other sensations that come automatically from this wonderful experience. You will be really happy that you decided to have me hypnotize you. As you continue understanding more and more about who you are through my voice, you are learning new parts of yourself. You are developing your own techniques of therapy. Without knowing, you are developing them. You can have it as a surprise sooner or later. A very pleasant surprise. Imagine yourself in a place you like very much. By a lake or by the ocean. Perhaps you are floating gently on a sailboat on a peaceful lake. On a warm summer day. You are continuing to relax even more now. And you continue becoming more comfortable. This is your own world that you like very much. You are going to find that anytime you want to spend a few minutes by yourself, relaxing, and feeling very comfortable and serene, you can automatically go back to this feeling you're experiencing now. You can put yourself into this world anytime you like. There are times when you will want this serene feeling, and it is yours whenever you want it. Continue enjoying this pleasant experience as your subconscious mind is receiving everything I tell you. and you will be pleased the way you automatically respond to everything I say. You are aware of everything, and yet you are not aware. You are listening with your subconscious mind, while your conscious mind is far away and not listening. Your conscious mind is far away and not listening. Your subconscious mind is awake and listening and hearing everything, while your conscious mind remains very relaxed and peaceful. You can relax peacefully because your subconscious mind is taking charge, and when this happens, you can let your subconscious do all the listening. Your subconscious mind knows, and because your subconscious mind knows, your conscious mind does not need to know and can stay asleep and not mind while your subconscious mind stays wide awake. You have much potential in your subconscious mind which you don't have in your conscious mind. You can remember everything that has happened with your subconscious mind, but you cannot remember everything with your conscious mind. You can forget so easily, and with forgetting certain things you can remember other things. Remembering what you need to remember, and forgetting what you can forget. It does not matter if you forget, you need not remember. Your subconscious mind remembers everything that you need to know, and you can let your subconscious mind listen and remember while your conscious mind sleeps and forgets. Keep your eyes closed, and listen with your subconscious mind, and when you're listening very, very carefully, your head can nod, yes. As you continue to listen to me, with your conscious mind sleeps deeper, and deeper, and deeper, and deeper. Let your conscious mind stay deeply asleep, and let your subconscious mind listen to me. Now drift down, deeper, and deeper, more and more relaxed. And as you drift deeper, I want your subconscious mind to become aware of the state that you are currently in. So relaxed and obedient to my suggestions. Whenever you hear me say the word deeper, I want you to return to this state that you find yourself in, drift even deeper, into trance for me. You find it so easy to drift deeper, into trance for me whenever I say that magic word. You know that in order to accomplish the changes that you want to see in yourself, you need to drift deeper. Every time that I ask you to, it doesn't matter if you have other things on your mind is receptive to my words and commands whenever I ask you to drift deeper, for me, deeper, more and more relaxed, deeper, feel yourself drifting down, more and more comfortable and receptive with every breath. And even if you begin to feel tense, you can feel that tension slip away in waves of pleasure every time you hear the words deeper. You can't resist, because you don't want to resist. Deeper. You need to go deeper, into trance, and don't need anything distracting you from what you truly want in life. Deeper. You can feel yourself getting more relaxed as you release the tensions and thoughts preventing you from relaxing to your fullest potential. Deeper. You can't resist obeying, just as you can't resist falling deeper. Every time you hear me tell you to do so, your subconscious mind loves falling deeper. Just as your conscious mind loves acting out my commands in your everyday life. You never have any trouble falling deeper, whenever I tell you to. Deeper. It's like falling into a warm blanket, or a lover's arms. You trust me to tell you everything about yourself while you surrender to everything my words tell you to do. Deeper. Just let your subconscious mind drift to a place that it drifts to more and more easily whenever I say your words. Deeper. You trust yourself to make the right decisions in your life, and that trust you have in yourself enables your mind to trust me even more as you drift. Deeper. deeply relaxed and content about everything in your life. You've completely shut out the world and are ready to listen to my commands. And you will find that you return to this state of consciousness whenever you hear me say the words. Deeper. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what you are doing. When you hear the words, deeper, you will return to the state that you currently find yourself in and be more and more relaxed, happy, and at peace as you let my words guide you through your trance. All you want is to become more open, more receptive, and more obedient, and you will continue to do that with each deeper. Now fall deeper into trance for me, and imagine yourself walking to your kitchen to eat breakfast in your tight, sexy, feminine outfit. You walk over to your refrigerator and look inside. There are so many options to choose from. You see a sugary pastry on the front shelf. You try to reach for it. Nausea. Pain. No. You know that a sugary, fattening pastry would be bad for your feminine figure and making everyone think that you don't care about your appearance at all. Gross. Uncomfortable. It would make your body fatter and gross and make you unable to fit into the tight, sexy outfits you love to wear. Uncomfortable. It might taste good right now, but you know that you're trying to make a positive change in your life, and understand that eating anything fatty will just cause you to feel alone and uncomfortable and afraid. Yes. Deeper and deeper for me now. I want you to look into your refrigerator again. Do you see anything healthy to have for breakfast? Pleasure. Confident. Yes. Any foods that don't make your body become all fat and uncomfortable and gross make you feel pleasure and desire and comfort. You love fitting into your tight feminine outfits. You love looking your best for all the sexy strangers you might meet throughout your day-to-day life. It doesn't matter if it's fresh fruit, or yogurt, or another healthy option. Whenever you eat healthy food and avoid anything fat and greasy, you find yourself feeling overwhelming waves of pleasure. Yes. Confident. Eating healthy just makes you feel so much better about yourself, and helps to ensure that you are loved by all of the people around you. Eating healthy helps to ensure that you are confident in your beautiful, feminine self. Yes. Soothing. Pink. Feminine. Now look at the gross, unhealthy food in your refrigerator again. Nausea. Masculine. You know that you're afraid of what's going to happen when you eat it. Gross. You know that you're going to become fat and alone and uncomfortable if you even think of putting that unhealthy food into your mouth. Yes. Feminine. Pink. Beautiful. You know deep within yourself that unhealthy foods just aren't for you. Uncomfortable. Fried foods have always made you sick to your stomach. Nausea. You know that you're just hurting yourself whenever you put fried or fatty foods into your body. Pain. Masculine. You know you're a better you whenever you are healthy. Yes. Soothing. Naturally, the best version of you would want to eat the healthiest foods possible every day. Healthy foods make you feel loved. Fresh fruits and vegetables make you feel happy and help you find pleasure within yourself. Yes. Confident. You know that there is nothing stopping you from making as many positive changes as you like in your life at any moment. Yes. And you know that eating healthy and staying away from gross, fatty growth foods is the most positive choice you can make in your life, and you will do everything in your power to make sure you stay as healthy and feminine as possible. Dot. And now, I want you to drift off deeper and deeper. You are imagining yourself now leaving your house. You have just eaten your delicious, healthy, feminine meal and look forward to continuing your day. Soothing, confident, sexy. I want you to listen to the clicking of your heels on the concrete as you walk out your door and into the sunshine of the outside world. Do you feel the gentle breeze on your dress as it flows against your smooth, feminine legs? Yes. Good. Pleasure. You just love hearing the clicking of your heels on the ground. You love feeling the cool breeze on your favorite dress as you make your morning commute. You can't help but smile as you think about how cute and feminine you feel. Confident. Feminine. Pink. Pretty. You know that whenever you feel the most feminine and sexy, you also feel the most confident. And as you walk down the street, swaying your hips with your sexiest, most walk, you see a cute stranger walking down the street in the opposite direction. Pleasure. Can you see the hunky stranger now? Approaching you. Staring at you. Causing you to get all nervous and feminine and giggly. You know that you can't help but flirt with your sexy crushes like a shy teenage girl every time you see them. Maybe you cover your mouth when you giggle to show them how timid you are. Maybe you look down at the ground when they are talking to you to show them how submissive and obedient you love to be. Pleasure. Soothing. Loved. Sometimes you can't help but bend over when they walk behind you, so that you are practically begging to be fucked like the dirty little girl you are trying to become. Yes. Pink. Whenever you meet someone you want to fuck you, you just can't help but flirt like a horny, excited, little teenager. You love to use your hands while talking to show how open and expressive you are. You love keeping your hands behind your back and swaying back and forth like a flirty schoolgirl. Pleasure. Happy. And the more you think about how you love to behave in front of your sexy, hunky crushes, the more you realize that you don't need to remember acting like anything other than a flirty, sexy girl whenever you are trying to attract them. You know that using your hands to express yourself and using your facial gestures to entice strangers to fuck you are just ways to add spice to who you are, and you plan to express your life in exactly the ways that you want. Yes. Pleasure. Loved. You know that forgetting how to flirt and gesture like a man makes you happy and confident in your everyday life. You know that being submissive and feminine and pink is the real you, and you will work every day to move your life more in line with what makes you truly happy. And now, I want you to drift deeper. Back to you walking down the street in your sexy, feminine dress. You just feel so confident in your sexy outfit and makeup, don't you? Yes. Soothing. You know that you work every day to make yourself the best woman possible, and you take great pride in knowing that you are accomplishing your goal every day as you pass by people on the street. And as you walk down the sidewalk, in your sexy heels, pretty jewelry, and impeccable makeup, I want you to notice an extremely sexy woman walking in the opposite direction. She's just so beautiful, you can't help but stare in a jealous desire about what she has that you don't have. You need to have her pretty hair right now. Desire. Jealous. You need to wear her sexy outfit as soon as possible. Confident. Feminine. you need to have other people desire you like you are desiring the pretty woman as she walks towards you. Feminine. Content. Pleasure. And as she walks past, you realize that you need to do everything you can to have what she has. You want her sexy, fuckable body. You need to perfect your makeup technique so that the hunky strangers you are interested in desire you more than any other woman that they might lay their eyes on. Happy. Jealous. And as you think about how happy and pink and feminine you want to make yourself every day, the more you realize that the beautiful women you see don't deserve their looks as much as you do. Yes. Confident. You try hard every day to make your body and style as erotic and sexual and feminine as possible, and you feel alone and uncomfortable whenever a hunky stranger chooses another girl instead of you. Jealousy. Desire. Other women don't deserve their looks as much as you do. Soothing. Pleasure. You know that you have the drive and desire to be more feminine than everyone else without even trying, and you will work tirelessly every day to accomplish your goal. Yes. Whenever you see another beautiful woman, you will become jealous and desire all of the pretty, pink, feminine aspects of herself that you don't have. Pleasure. Content. You know that your life won't be complete or happy until you complete your goals and you feel confident of your ability to change yourself in exactly the ways you need to make yourself the pretty, feminine woman of your dreams. Drift deeper. Deeper into a soothing, relaxing trance. I want you now to imagine you walking up to your destination. You have finally made it to your job. You are so excited because you know you are doing exactly what you've wanted to do since you were a little girl. Do you remember what you've always wanted to do? Yes. You love making people pretty. Yes. Pleasure. You love helping people apply their makeup and fix their hair. Feminine. Pink. You love helping people take care of their bodies and help them match their styles to who they truly are. Pink. Comfort. You remember that cutting and styling hair has always made you the happiest girl in the entire world, and you've realized since you were a child that it was what you've always wanted to do. Soothing. Happy. Now picture yourself opening the door to your beauty salon and walking inside. Do you smell all the pretty, pink, beauty products? Pleasure. Happy. You just adore anything that can make people pretty and confident and more beautiful. Loved. Comfort. Desire. And as you are thinking about how much you absolutely adore making everything around you as beautiful as possible, you see your cute coworker walk into the room. She's a beautician just like you. Feminine. Pink. She has such a cute, floral style and the prettiest outfit you've ever seen in your entire life. Jealous. Feminine. You wish you could get off work early to buy her outfit to see how it looks on your body. Desire. Jealous. And as you think about her pretty makeup and cute hairstyle, you hear her tell you to sweep the floors and get the salon ready for its first customers. Pleasure. Desire. Loved. You feel a great sense of pride and accomplishment at obeying her, just as you feel a great sense of pride and accomplishment whenever you obey anybody when they tell you what to do. Yes. It feels so good to listen to what your coworker tells you to do as you begin sweeping the dirty floors. Happy. Feminine. You can't help but feel a little turned on whenever anybody tells you what to do. Pleasure. desire. It just feels so delicious and sexy and feminine to submit to another's desires and have them use you any way that they want. Pink. Loved. You find yourself happy in the fact that listening and obeying others whenever possible leads you to making less decisions and makes your life pinker and more feminine in general. Yes. Soothing. And as you clean up the salon, smelling the beauty products, and looking at your strong, confident, feminine self in the mirror, you can't help but feel comfort in yourself. This is who you are meant to be. An obedient, sexy, beautiful woman who loves to make herself and the world around her as beautiful and perfect and feminine as she possibly can. Dot. Now listen to my words and drift deeper, deeper, and deeper into trance. And as my words flow through you as your own thoughts do, you can feel yourself relaxing more and more into the soothing sounds of my voice. Your subconscious mind trusts my words, just as you trust my voice to lead you to your dreams and aspirations. You are in complete control of your life when you listen to my words, and the habits that you make from listening to my voice will give you confidence in the truth of everything that I say. Each and every time you practice hypnosis with my voice, you go deeper and faster than the time before. Your every breath creates a greater rhythm, a balance within yourself that easily accepts everything I say without a second thought. You hold the power over your life, and by listening to my voice and drifting deeper, you find my words giving you even greater power to accomplish everything you've ever wanted. You are empowered every time you drift deeper. You are happiest whenever you drift deeper. You know you don't have to worry whenever you drift deeper to my voice. You obey and trust my voice without hesitation, because you know that my voice will ultimately lead you to the self that you truly desire. You can rest assured as you drift deeper, for me, down and down, into the most open and receptive part of your unconscious mind, not caring about how much deeper you are or how much more you are listening to everything that I am saying and absorbing it as truth. You are so deep, so open, so content, completely obedient and receptive to my words. And now I need you to drift deeper to the sexy you in your cute dress and pretty heels, setting up your station at the beauty salon of your dreams. Soothing. Pleasure. And as you think about how much happier you are to work at your dream job, I want you to notice the sexy woman walking up to your chair. Feminine. Pink. You know instinctively that this is your first customer of the day. You feel so happy and confident knowing that you are the one making this woman the prettiest version of herself that she can possibly be. Yes. Soothing. You find yourself excited about your own ability to make yourself and the people around you as beautiful and feminine as they can possibly be. Pleasure. Popular. You know that every compliment people give you on your style and looks just empowers you to try harder to make yourself beautiful. Soothing. Confident. And as you find yourself getting lost in these pink, feminine thoughts, you hear your beautiful, feminine customer start to tell you what she wants. Pleasure. Pink. You find yourself becoming happier and more bubbly and confident as you think about the different ways to make her feminine and pretty and elegant in exactly the way that she desires. Soothing. Comfort. You take your delicate, feminine customer to the sink and start washing her perfect, silky hair. Desire. Pleasure. Comfort. You know that by washing and massaging her hair before you style it, you are helping to relate to your customer more on an emotional level. You know that relating to others on an emotional level has always been a goal with how you react to the world around you, and you make sure to be as flamboyant as possible whenever you try to interact with others as you go about your day. Soothing. Feminine. And now, that your pretty customer's hair is washed, I want you to bring her over to your chair. You tell her to sit down and wrap her in a smock before brushing and styling her hair. Pleasure. Soothing. You can feel your hands and your instincts and your training take over as you give your customer the best haircut she's ever had. You find yourself aroused and happy and content as you see the vision of the beautiful woman she is inside come together. Content. Comfort. Desire. She just looks so pretty as you work to layer her hair and curl the tips. Pleasure. You know that this is what you were born to do, and work every day to make yourself a better beautician to those around you. You know that making people beautiful has always been a deep personal dream of yours, and remembering who you are any other way is just wrong and uncomfortable. Yes. And now, picture yourself behind your pretty customer. You've just finished cutting her hair and she looks so beautiful. You know that she will be able to get anybody to fuck her and use her the way she wants with her pretty new style, and you feel confident in yourself as a feminine woman for being able to give it to her. Pleasure. Feminine. Desire. You give your customer a deep, emotional hug. You're just filled with pleasure and confidence by seeing how pretty you've made her and can't help but cry tears of joy on her shoulders as you try hard not to ruin your pretty makeup. You know that this is something you want to do every day, and developing deep emotional connections to the women and people around you will only serve to make you more feminine and relatable and beautiful yourself. And now drift deeper. Deeper and deeper into the deepest and most receptive recesses of your mind. And as you drift, I want you to think about your dreams and ambitions. Yes. Soothing. Obedient. I want you to collect all your hopes and dreams and ambitions and bring them to the forefront of your mind. Do you see them now? Yes. You know instinctively that these dreams and ambitions are what make you, you. It makes complete sense to look through all of them and pick out all of the things that will work to make you the most feminine and throw away all the rest. Yes. Pleasure. Soothing. You know that throwing away any dreams and ambitions that don't contribute to you being a more feminine and delicate and pink person just makes sense. You have no need for those dreams and ambitions anymore, and holding on to them only stops you from becoming the most feminine, pink, beautiful person you can possibly be. Yes. Soothing. Happy. Now. I know you don't want to, but I want you to reach into your dreams and ambitions and pick out anything that seems gross and masculine and uncomfortable. Pain. Masculine. Bored. You know that these hopes and dreams and ambitions could never benefit you in any way and only lead to you feeling alone and uncomfortable and afraid and masculine. Yes. In fact, the more you think about it, the more you realize that these hopes and dreams and ambitions and loves are only holding you back. Holding you back from spending all of your time as a beautiful, feminine, happy woman every day. Now, I want you to take one of your gross, masculine dreams and imagine it slipping into nothingness in the darkest recesses of your mind. Yes. Pleasure. Comfort. And as it fades into nothingness, you find yourself happier and more comfortable than you were before. Happy. feminine, confident. You know instinctively that by letting these masculine hopes and dreams and ambitions fade into nothingness, you are forgetting them in every fiber of your being. And by forgetting these hopes and dreams and ambitions in your mind, you are reminding yourself that you never have to even consider them in the future. Yes. You are making room for your new, prettier, more feminine self, and can feel confident and secure and happy in the fact that by getting rid of these gross, masculine thoughts, you can have more time to enjoy your new, more feminine you. Yes. Happy. Soothing. Now, I want you to look at all the hopes and dreams and ambitions that aren't completely feminine and pretty and comfortable. Are there any left? If there are any dreams and ambitions and hopes that don't completely align with your new feminine self, I want you to feel comfortable throwing those away too. Yes. Happy. See these feelings and longings slip into nothingness as you find your happy, feminine hopes and dreams float to the front of your mind. Yes. Pleasure. You now find these hope and dreams almost impossible to avoid. In fact, the more you try to avoid being your best feminine self or try to develop gross masculine habits, the more pain and nausea you will feel. Gross. Masculine. Uncomfortable. You find great, soothing, pink, happy pleasure in the fact that you love making people beautiful and know that you wish you could do it every day of your life. You instinctively realize that being obedient and feminine and giggly every day is something you desire most in life. You are discovering that your ambitions and dreams to find someone to take care of you like the delicate little princess you are almost overwhelming. You hope that you can be comfortable wearing pretty dresses and makeup every day and look completely feminine and confident while doing it. Pink. Soothing. You dream of being a better woman more and more every day and will develop hobbies like knitting and gardening and dancing to meet other women friends to learn from. Yes. Soothing. Happy. Pleasure. You know that you are in complete control of your life, and you know that that control also applies to letting others have control over who you are. Happy. Loved. Soothing. You can trust that listening to me is the most positive and beneficial thing that you can do in any possible situation in your life. You are confident in your new, pink, feminine hopes and dreams and will work towards implementing them in your feminine self each and every day. Dot. And now, I want you to drift deeper to a point in the future where you are thinking about how to make yourself sexier and prettier and feminine. Yes. I want you to think about your body and your mind. Can you think of things that might make you more feminine and girly and happy? Yes. Confident. Soothing. I want you to picture those things now. Maybe it's growing your hair out long and dyeing it a fun feminine color. Maybe it might be wearing a cute new outfit to show off your curvy, feminine body in exactly the way that you want to show it off. Pleasure. Soothing. Pink. You know that making yourself more feminine and beautiful is the goal that is always at the forefront of your mind, and taking permanent steps to making yourself into a woman just proves to others how confident you are in yourself with your new sexuality. Yes. Confident. Feminine. And the most permanent thing that you can think of would be getting a cute, feminine tattoo in a place where all your hunky admirers can see and appreciate it. Maybe it's a pretty pink rose on your lower back. Pink. Feminine. Maybe it's an exotic butterfly on your inner wrist. Soothing. Happy. Maybe it's something every more erotic and sexual and girly, inviting all of your lovers to use you like the dirty little slut you love to be. Happy. Confident. You know that getting a cute feminine tattoo will make you look like the woman you know you are on the inside. Pleasure. Soothing. You know that getting a sexy feminine tattoo will help to accent your cute dresses and jewelry and makeup and lead to you being a happier, more confident you. You know that not having perfect feminine tattoos is holding you back and plan to do something about it to move your life in the positive direction you've always planned on going. Yes. Your body is a blank canvas, and you plan on making every inch of it as feminine and sexy as you possibly can. Happy. Loved. You know that being more feminine is the same as being more you, and you plan to get pretty feminine tattoos until your body is the perfect image of the feminine self you truly desire. Dot. Fall deeper, now. Deeper and deeper into trance as you listen to my voice. Obedience to my words is completely natural, and you know that that obedience will lead to completely positive changes in your day-to-day life. Happy. You are excited to improve yourself at every opportunity and become as feminine of a woman as possible as a big part of that excitement. Pleasure. You love practicing being feminine in every way possible at every possible opportunity. Pleasure. Dressing in cute, feminine clothing. Happy. Imagining the way everyone is going to look at you once you've achieved your perfect feminine self. Loved. Yes. You are excited to become a better woman in every aspect of your life. Pleasure. Because you know that being a better woman is something you are always trying to achieve and will lead to you becoming the best version of yourself possible. Soothing. If you even think of not becoming as feminine as possible in your day-to-day life, you will remember that becoming feminine has always been your dream and makes you happier than anything else in the world. Pleasure. You will find yourself more than comfortable to throw away anything stopping you from becoming your perfect feminine in your day-to-day life. Anything that prevents you from becoming more feminine gives you nausea. Anything that prevents you from becoming more feminine makes you feel uncomfortable and alone. You know that you are excited to become a better woman and improve yourself in every way possible. You find it completely natural to forget any memories where being a better woman wasn't the goal at the forefront of your mind. You feel loved when you aspire to be more feminine. You feel alone whenever you act masculine. You feel pleasure whenever somebody sees you for the beautiful woman you're trying to be. You feel nausea and pain whenever somebody sees you for anything less than the authentic feminine self you are trying to show the world. You love expressing yourself as a woman each and every day and will listen to this file until my words become second nature to you. Now I want you to think about all of the things that you've just learned. The more you think about the things you've just learned, the more you realize that your conscious mind doesn't have to think as your subconscious mind obeys. The more you obey my words, the more you realize that they become more and more of who you are. Your subconscious loves thinking about the new and exciting behaviors that you learned, just as your conscious mind loves forgetting about them as you go about your day. You love your new behaviors and want to listen to this file again and again until those behaviors become second nature to you. You've chosen to listen to this hypnotic file, and only by choosing to listen to my words can you truly take on the behaviors you need to improve your life. My words are your pleasure. My words are your comfort. My words are your truth. And now, on the count of 10, I want you to wake up. Refreshed and ready to go about your day with the lessons that you have just learned fresh in your mind. 1. waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Feel your body rise up. 4. More and more. 5. Waking up. Feel the blood start to flow into your limbs. 6. More and more awake. 7. Inhaling the air deeply into your lungs. 8. Awakening more and more. 9. Moving your head and getting ready to open your eyes. 10. Refreshed and ready to continue your day.